Hey everyone, Amanda and Damien are back for another podcast.
I'm Damien, and this is Mommy.
Yep, and this is my six-year-old son, Damien. Hi. And we're here to talk about working at home.
Yep.
Now, I own the website wadtips.com, right?
Yep.
You like that website, don't you?
Yep, I do.
All right. And today, we're going to talk about tips for maintaining productivity while working at home with kids.
Yep.
It can be hard working at home with kids.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, because what do you like to do when I'm working?
I play my games.
You like playing games.
And watching TV.
Yep. And you like to have the TV loud, and you like to play loud. And sometimes it can be difficult when Mommy needs to make an important phone call, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, so let's talk about ways that we can do better at working when we have kids.
Yep.
All right, first thing we can do, and this is at wadtips.com. You can find this article there. I'll link it in the description below. The first tip we have, hands-free. Go hands-free. Do you know what that means?
What?
That means that your kids require constant attention. You can't leave them alone. So you need your hands. So in order to do that, you can, use a headset, walk around talking on the phone on your Bluetooth, and that's actually the second one.
Oh, and...
Go hands-free.
Yeah, hands-free.
Work on your smartphone. You can have that anywhere, right?
Yep. And you can say you want to eat... You eat tinny or try it as you pin it.
Yep, that's very important, kids. If you want to eat chocolate or candy, you got to ask your parents.
Yep.
Good tip. Okay, and this, another thing we can do is called speech recognition software.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's software that you talk to it, and it does what you tell it to do.
Okay.
So it's like talking to your computer, and it does what you tell it to do.
Wow.
You know how that can be helpful?
Yeah.
How could that be helpful when you have kids running around and you're trying to work?
I just a robot CD teared a tiz.
What?
I mean, a robot you tear it is.
The robot could take care of kids?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a cool invention.
Yeah.
We could build a robot that could babysit. I mean, that'd probably make Mommy a lot of money, huh?
Yeah.
That is a good work at home tip. Build robots, make money.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, another thing we can do is play Red Light, Green Light. You like this game.
Yes, I do.
Tell everyone how you play Red Light, Green Light.
Okay, yeah. I forgot.
You forgot? So, this is a good game to do when you're, working. Your kids are running around like maniacs. They want to play a game. You go, red light.
Red light.
And then, yep, you do exactly what he's doing right now. You pause. The kids stop.
Yep.
And this can be used when you're on, an important phone call. You need to make a important phone call. And they're running around like maniacs. And they're screaming. And they're yelling. You just go, red light. And they stop.
Yeah.
And then when you're ready for them to start playing again.
Say green light.
Green light. Good. And yellow light, what's that? What's the yellow light do?
Well, light means slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down. Yeah, slow down, Flame.
Take it easy. Slow down. Sit back. Relax. Yeah.
And this I have a dream about this. You was a this and you knew it stop and you froze.
Yep, that's right. Dancing, you say stop and you freeze.
Yeah. You knew it stop, you freeze.
Yep, you're so smart.
Thank you.
And another.
I learned that at school.
You learned that at school. All right, go school. Stay in school, everyone.
Yeah, stay in school, everyone. School's good.
School's good. Okay, so another thing that we can do. You can bribe the kids.
What's bribing this?
Bribing means that you give them an allowance. Be like, hey, look.
Oh yeah.
I know what an allowance is.
Yeah, remember you did me ten. Remember you did me $10.
I did, cause you did a lot of chores. You get a dollar. You get a dollar for doing your chores, and you saved up $10.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, and I have 4 2-free toys. Yeah. You want to build my house, you do in a water seal, you the summered.
Yep. You got 4 Tooth Fairy coins. Fairy coins are large coins. They're larger than normal.
Yeah.
And then they're from the Tooth Fairy.
Yep. And, oh, yeah. Only a Tooth Fairy coins weigh $1.
That's right. So, you know what? You have a lot of ways. You basically work at home, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you do chores. You clean. You feed the cat.
Yeah, free cat.
You clean the kitty litter.
The kitty litter. So, you know what chore I like?
What?
I wash the dishes.
You like? Oh, that's right. He loves to wash the dishes.
Except Daddy don't want me to.
No, because Daddy likes to wash the dishes too. So you guys fight over that chore, huh?
Yeah.
But you do a good job and you make a lot of money. So you work at home. You're a 6-year-old and you have a job.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Wait, Tina.
So here, back to what we were saying though. The allowance is good. If you want your kids to be quiet, put them to work. Go to your room. Clean your room. I'll give you $1.
Yep.
Yep. And then that way, they'll be quiet, they'll have something to do, you'll be able to work while they're cleaning.
And you clean the whole house? You pay this, you do a lot of dollars, right?
A lot of dollars. Yeah. That would be nice. Why don't you clean the whole house?
No.
No way.
No way. This house is a mess.
All right, so that's all we got for today.
Yeah.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Damon.
And this was our podcast for wadtips.com. If you want to learn about how to work at home, we have tips, reviews, everything else. Go to wadtips.com and have fun.
Yeah, and make sure go in my water sealed, wait, summered.
Yep. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.